just like a boxer, you know, where you're bringing your arm from, where you're using your leg into it. They're thing as hard as they can.
I know. Well, I'll stick with baseball and football and basketball.
That's fine with me.
Now. Hey, Mike, thank you very much. We'll talk to Mike as we do every Friday, get the latest on local sports, see what's going on in the world. And thank you very much, Mike. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Don. Thank you.
Okay. Mike Clemens watching everything for us this morning. It's exactly 8 o'clock with local news and timeless hits at WRGN. Stuart J. Waddles is going to have the latest on that shooting that took place on Racine Street and 22nd Street in the WRGN Radio Park newsroom. That's coming up. But first, CBS News at 8 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us here today.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicky Barker in London.
We did it!
Britain's Labour Party leader Keir Starmer celebrating an election victory that will reshape British politics. Before the new, though, old traditions, the left-leaning Starmer has just arrived at Buckingham Palace to formally accept the job from King Charles in a ceremony known the kissing of hands. For these British voters,
I'm really pleased.
I really want to see them smiles wiped off their faces.
We just want that they're actually, you know, going to do the job properly and look after the country.
Closer to home.
After a 4th of July banquet for service members.
You got me, man. I'm not going anywhere.
Followed by a fireworks show. President Biden is struggling to cool the political heat threatening his re-election campaign. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton became the third U.S. House Democrat to publicly urge the president to withdraw.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reporting. Storm Beryl has just made landfall on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 hurricane. National Weather Service forecaster Jordan Steele.
Beryl will weaken over land, but then it could re-intensify back over the Gulf of Mexico. And notice the interior push into Texas. We're going to be talking rain spreading up. I-35 corridor, the flood threat expanding. In addition, 15 to 20-foot waves could rock the beaches of Texas to Louisiana.
On South Padre Island, Texas, beaches were cleared after 4 shark attacks. CBS's Janet Shamlian has that.
They do believe that one shark was involved, one shark only, and that shark has moved out to greater waters, that it's no longer in the area, but certainly it has thrown a scare into this community.
None of the injuries believed to be life-threatening. In California,
the massive wildfire burning near the town of Oroville, California, has consumed at least 4 structures. But there's another toll. 8 firefighters here have suffered heat-related injuries.
Standing outside here in this heat, how does it feel?
If you were to put on all your winter gear to go skiing in 110 degrees and go do some yard work at your house, that's what it's like.
That report. This is Elise Preston. New employment figures out shortly. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
So the Federal Reserve wants to see a slow and steady drop off in the labor market with wages dropping down so that the inflation rate will also come down.
And in Iran, a runoff election is being held for Iran's presidency. There are 2 candidates, the Islamic candidate, who's a conservative, and the reformist, who's also been approved by the Islamist authorities. This is
switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A shooting in Racine early this morning left multiple victims injured, with one female needing CPR for chest and stomach wounds. Police responded to that scene near 22nd Street and Racine Street at around 2 a.m. A 21-year-old man suffered serious injuries when a firework exploded in his hand at Case Harmon Park in Racine this morning. Rescue teams found him with a makeshift tourniquet and rushed him to the Summerfest 2024 concludes this weekend. The festival offers a special promotion today that includes free admission for food donations. The new Amtrak Borealis train, launched in May, has attracted over 600 daily passengers between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago. It's one of only 2 profitable state-supported Amtrak routes this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a six-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the four-game series with the last-place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games. And that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up, and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean. Currently, it's 69.
If the defendant does not take the stand in his defense, the judge has to instruct the jury. Something to this effect. You might notice in this trial, the defendant chose not to take the stand in his defense. You are not allowed to weigh that one way or the other while considering the rest of the evidence. And I understand the need for the instructions. I think they should just tweak them a tad. I think the judge should say, you might notice in this trial, the defendant chose not to take the stand in his defense. We just want you to know that means... You can start validating parking. I can't even imagine not taking the stand in my defense if I was innocent of something. Imagine your lawyer asking you, do you want to go tell him you didn't do it? I'm awfully bashful. I know, but they're thinking of throwing you in the electric chair, so maybe if you could muscle through your discomfort. I'll take my chances. Fire up the chair, Your Honor. I heard some states carry out capital punishment at 7 o'clock in the morning. Talk about cruel. Is that guy supposed to get some sleep the night before? Yeah, I think I'm gonna hit the rack. Get some shut eye. Yeah, got a short day tomorrow.
news and timeless hits with Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm coming at WRJN. Okay, a bomb squad in China had to detonate an old hand grenade found in a 90-year-old woman's house. It was a World War II type with a wooden handle. Turns out she didn't know what it was. She had been using it as a hammer for 20 years. Talk about being lucky. Partly sunny today. Chance of showers, thunderstorms, high 77. Right now the sun is shining bright at Radio Park with 71 degrees. And the Beatles, Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord.
Nelson Pig and Mustang Sally, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. How about a feel-good story this morning? Want to feel good on this Friday? That's right, by the way, it's not Monday, it's Friday. I know a lot of people have that Monday feel this morning. Here's a good news story for you, feel-good story. A woman in Minnesota named Holly Jorgensen is making headlines again thanks to an odd relationship she has with a fish, a sunfish she named Greenie. This happened almost a decade ago. She lives on a lake, and he visits her on her dock. She hand-feeds him, and he also follows her around when she swims. Now, she knows he's going to die or be caught someday, but the lake just thawed out this spring. This is just the other day. And guess who showed up for a ninth year in a row? Greenie, her best friend. He comes for handouts and everything. He's a fish. I mean, doesn't that make you feel good to know we get along with the fish world, the animal world? I love that. I watch these real videos about this little chihuahua named Hermie. Hermie has an opinion on everything. He's always howling. And he kind of talks because the lady will say, I love you. And he goes, oh, whoa. I mean, it's almost like he's saying, I love you. And she goes, Hermie, it's time to get up. No. And it's a little chihuahua, but he's got a lot to say. And it kind of makes me feel good.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. For hometown sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Always remember that you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely gonna budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to
You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news, timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. You know who was a member of the Champs? Glenn Campbell and Seals and Crofts. They made up three of the members of the Champs. I know it doesn't change your life at all. Speaking about artists, we've all heard that stories about Michael Jackson being just a little bit strange. But check this out. Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson were supposed to record an entire album of duets together in 1983. But Freddie bailed because Michael kept bringing his llama into the studio. That's strange. It's 826 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
No, no.
remember the TV show The Office? I loved watching that. I like it in reruns, too. They did, they started off a show once where the staff from The Office made a music video to that song, The Human Beings, Nobody But Me. It was really good. They did a great job on it. Well, let me ask you something. This will make you feel old. Do you own anything vintage? Maybe check the back of your bedside table drawer because Apple now considers its original wireless AirPods to be vintage. Their definition is anything they stopped selling more than 5 years ago. But it's weird to hear them talk about things like antiques being their AirPods. I mean, are we that old? All right, coming up, Stuart J. Waddles is going to have the latest in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom on the shooting that took place last night at on Racine Street at 22nd. He'll have the latest. But first, we have Civic Media News straight ahead here at WRJN. It's 8:29 now.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. A judge's ruling striking down parts of Wisconsin's Act 10 public union law is likely headed to the state Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says putting UW police and state troopers in different categories violates the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. Republicans say the judge is legislating from the bench. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in Racine early this morning left several people wounded and prompted a large law enforcement response. It happened at around 2 a.m. near 22nd Street and Racine Street, resulting in one female victim requiring immediate CPR for chest and stomach wounds. The status of two other possible victims isn't known. Extra police were called to the scene and to the hospital to control a crowd. We're working on learning more about this developing story. The new Amtrak line is proving to be popular. The Borealis train, which began service on May 21st between St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago, has attracted over 600 daily passengers during its first 11 days. The route, which includes 8 stops in the state, reported a total of 6,600 passengers in May and is only one of 2 state-supported routes to turn a profit this year. The newest member of the Racine County Sheriff's Office brings a unique set of skills to the force. She's an electronic storage detection specialist, and her name is Stella. The English Lab Retriever will work alongside Investigator Lacombe in the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. The department says Stella's ability to locate various electronic devices will play a crucial role in combating technology-related crimes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Watt. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
We're eating breakfast one morning, just sitting at the breakfast table, her and I, minding my own business. Said to her, you know, honey, can you pass me the butter knife? Thinking something must be bothering Buttercup. So I said, something on your mind, Buttercup? She says, I'm fat. Every married man in this room knows you can't respond to that one, boy. A twitch of the eye could get you killed right here. You ever hear your wife say she's fat, you better become Mannequin Man. And she says, we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining the health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Joining a health club? We're lazy people. We've woken our children up to get the remote for the television. And last month, she made a cellular phone call from our driveway to me in the house, asking me to bring her her purse. What do you do with that call? Hello, get my purse. What are you, in the attic? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her.
Local news and timeless hits. Pass it on and tell a friend. They're right here at WRGN. And thank you to all the people at the parade yesterday. I was with Lou Regani in his vintage 1951 car. And I can't tell you, and I'm not making this up, I can't tell you how many people shouted out, thank you for bringing back the oldies. Thank you, WRJN is back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And one person even yelled out to me and said, hey, I listen to you every morning, Stuart. I said, thank you. What am I going to say? We're traveling in a parade route. I can't be serious. Well, I'm not Stuart. I'm really Don. And, you know, I'll pass it on to Stuart. I just said thank you for saying that. Hey, a poll on Conversations found that most of us think other people talk too much. But almost no one thinks they talk too much except me. I know I talk too much. But that's my, you know, occupation, talking. So I talk a lot. We better hope I continue to talk a lot, huh?
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until
used to go. But I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time. My baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Timeless hits, WRJN, Jumpin' Jack Flash, The Stones. Actually made a movie out of the title of that song with Whoopi Goldberg, and it was terrible. It was one of her worst movies. I never understood what it was about, but they took the title and made it out of the song. Partly sunny today, chance showers and thunderstorms, highs near 77. Right now it's pretty humid, sunny, 72 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Where I wanna go. And I'm a bullet, sure, city, 'cause it's 2 to 1. Yeah. sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Yeah, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
How many I knows do you think are in that song? I know. We did count it once at a radio station. I think it was 26 I knows in there, something like that. All right, do you ever eat at Texas Roadhouse? All right, it's okay. I like it. Texas Roadhouse is good, but I don't love it like these people do it. A retired couple from Virginia, Judy and Mike McNamara, are getting closer to accomplishing their dream. Now, this is their dream of eating at every Texas Roadhouse location in America. There are 650 of them. They should hit another 80 this year. That means they're eating there more than once a week, bringing their total over 500 Texas Roadhouses. They went to their first one in 2003, and they kicked into high gear after Judy retired 7 years ago. This is their dream. I mean, my dream is for world peace and make sure all diseases eradicated from the earth. Their dream is to eat at every Texas Roadhouse.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/rewarding. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. show, Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN. Deals.
W-R-J-N. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Shondell's doing a hanky panky. I thought when that song first came out, my brother and I said, it sounds like they recorded it in their garage. You know, we should all have a song like that that sounds like we recorded it in our garage. According to a survey, the most annoying type of person on the plane is Don Rosen, the person who reclines their seat all the way back. And I never do that because I'm 6'3", and, you know, planes don't have enough leg room for people that are, you know, under 6 feet to begin with. When you're 6'3", there's nowhere to put your knees. So they put their seat back, and I bang the back of their chair with my knees. What am I going to do? I have to put them somewhere. Parents who let their kids run amok is a close second, followed by people with bad hygiene. I sat next to this police detective once. We were talking. This guy hadn't bathed in years, and I couldn't stand the stench, and there was nowhere to move on the plane. People who hog the armrest and people who keep trying to talk to you. When that happens, I tell my wife, please stop talking to me. Give me some of that armrest. No, she doesn't do that. I'm only kidding. I know she might be listening. Only kidding. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you. Today's Friday. That's right. I'll catch you Monday morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Cindy Huber's coming up next with more local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright,
da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. Philosophy.